Our guest in the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Economics Professor Dr. Dale Funderburk. Dale, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, the Texas legislature meets again next January. It's getting to be that time again, and the legislators are being warned that the downturn in oil is going to have a bad effect on the state budget.
And working for a university, that's a little bit on the scary side.
Yeah. Anybody that is employed by A&M Commerce or any other state university, that does get our attention. Of course, this has to do with the price of oil, which went from $100 a barrel or more at one point down to as low as $30, and maybe it was even lower than that in February. Now, it's back up, I see, today as we speak, to $47 a barrel. So it's on the way back up.
It has rebounded quite a bit, and I guess the good news of the thing is that that rather overstates the impact of it when we look at it just in terms of the drop in oil prices. The budget impact is it's very significant, but not nearly of that magnitude.
Mm-hmm. The article that I sent you said that 14% of state revenue comes from oil and gas, and that's a significant part of revenue, but it's not as much as it was at one time, I'm sure, and as much as a lot of people probably think.
Right. If you'd look at the 80s, it was much, much larger. And one of the things that has happened is that Texas has done a much better job than most oil-producing states at diversifying.
Right. Anyway, back to the original idea, and that is that it's the Speaker of the House, Joe Strauss, who sent out a letter to legislators saying the state sales tax receipts have fallen, and to kind of gird yourself for tougher times when the legislature meets in January. So they're saying, get ready to pull in your belt a bit.
Oh, absolutely. And for me to say it's only 11% there, even if that part, if we get a few $1 billion drop, that makes a significant difference. And so if an institution has to cut their budget only by 2 or 3%, you feel it.
In government, that does seem to be so, isn't it? That any reduction in spending from one budget to the next or one year to the next is almost considered catastrophic.
It can be. And what happens there is that there are large parts of most institutional budgets that we'd call almost untouchable there, that they're built in. You've got to pay your utility bills. And so the part that you actually have discretion to cut is small enough that, again, a small budget cut impacts those areas that can be a really hard hit.
We're talking with A&M Commerce Economics Professor Dr. Dale Funderburk. Is an article that the state legislature is preparing for leaner times when the legislature meets again in January. Now, on the other hand, the state controller, Glenn Hager, is a little sunnier in his outlook than the Speaker of the House, and he says that compared to other states, Texas, of course, doing pretty well. And so he is a little bit brighter in his assessment of things.
And of course, that's often the case. He is a politician. On the other hand, you don't have to look very far to say we're well off. You look at Louisiana and talk about a complete train wreck. And their universities have already taken a hard, hard hit. And the outlook is not getting better.
Now, there's another article I sent you, and this is from a speech by an economist. You may know him, Dr. Mark Dotzer. Ever met him?
I have not met him, but I'm very familiar with him.
Yeah,
he speaks very often.
He's quoted quite a bit in the media. He spoke in Temple recently and said, you know what, it's about time, as these things go, it's about time for another recession. And he's not saying it's going to happen tomorrow, but he's saying it's out there somewhere.
I found it interesting. He used a baseball analogy. Yeah. Most economists don't do that. But
I love
he said,
that.
Well, we're in what, the late seventh or maybe eighth inning there, moving toward that recession.
Right. He says that this is a cyclical thing, as we all know. And typically, as I read this, he was saying the average expansion growing economy is 58 months before you have a downturn.
Right.
And we're as of May, we were at 83 months.
True. And it is the case, though, that two things I'd point out is that some of them have gone as much as expansion of 10 years there. So we're going over 100
wow.
months on some. But the other thing on that is that the recovery from that 2007-2009 has been much muted compared to others. So trying to compare those is a really tricky business.
Dale, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
It's been fun. I've enjoyed it.
Dr. Dale Funderburk, A&M Commerce Economics Professor. You're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.